Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 24th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and just by myself today, which is totally my fault. I forgot to confirm and ask with people to join me. But you know what? People have told me they enjoy the ones by myself sometimes. So here you go. This is what you got. So just me today to update you on everything happening on these Big Brother 20 live feeds. Make sure you come and join me in the chat because these ones are fun. It's like a Q&A. You ask me questions and I answer them. It's just something a little bit different. So if you want to join me, you can join the chat on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, or Facebook. But I don't think I see the Facebook ones, so sorry. Here we are. There were some things that happened yesterday. There really were. The veto ceremony happened, and from the sounds of it, it was a bit of a doozy. So let's get into this stuff, and we'll talk about it as we go along. Really, the day started with the veto ceremony. The feeds came back, and we found out that Fessy had indeed used the veto on Haley. And that was very unfortunate for Caitlin, who, of course, was crying to Fessy as the feeds came back. Rockstar was also crying, so I think me and many other people immediately assumed that Rockstar was the replacement for Haley. However, as the time went on, Sam was talking about how she doesn't want JC to go home. JC was talking about people voting for him to stay, and it got very confusing. I was live on Twitch at the time, and I was like, wait a minute, is JC on the block? What happened? I don't understand what's going on. As time went on, very slowly became clear. Okay, hold on. Something happened at the veto ceremony. JC is saying I was almost nominated. JC is saying if I hadn't spoken up, I would have been nominated. And we're like, okay, wait, what's happening here? Wait, what is happening here? Apparently, when Fessy used the veto, Sam started talking about how she was going to nominate her best friend in the house, more best friends, and because he would be safe and everything would be good, and she was staring straight at JC, very reminiscent of how Swaggy definitely saw his nomination coming with Caitlin crying and Fessy giving him the, I don't know, man, it's about to go down, and Swaggy was just looking like in shock. I think JC kind of learned from that moment and said, don't do this. Don't do this, Sam. This is a bad idea. And told her no. And apparently, this is all alleged because we don't know what happened. We haven't like seen the diary rooms. We don't know exactly what was going to happen, but apparently stopped her from nominating him as the replacement. And she changed her mind at the last second and did indeed put Rockstar up on the block instead. I can't wait to see this nomination, sir. I cannot wait to see this veto ceremony. It sounds like it was a total mess. And if JC really did prevent his own nomination here, kudos to him, because that would have been nuts. So yes, that happened. And you know, if that wasn't enough, Sam also told them about her power. We talked about how this was going to potentially happen, that she was planning on telling them about the power. I thought that the diary room might stop them, because this kind of would ruin the surprise of, oh, look, they're coming back. But they didn't. They let Sam tell them about the power. So now everyone knows that the person who was evicted, or who is going to be evicted this week, will in fact have a chance to come back into the game. And they don't know what that means, which is very interesting, because, you know, 3 weeks ago when we found out about this power, we were, we were like going back and forth about like, What's, is there a chance? What does the chance mean? What does it mean that there's a chance? Does that mean it's guaranteed? Does that mean there's a battle back? Does that mean there's a competition? And we were trying to figure out, does that mean there's a vote? We were speculating all over the place. And they are now speculating in the same ways that we were speculating those many weeks ago, before Vegas essentially told us, no, look, it's a puzzle. So we've known, like, oh, it's just going to be a puzzle for a long time. And they are now like, oh, we don't know. They think that there could be a battle back. They think that all sorts of different things could be happening. So very interesting stuff there. They're all paranoid about it. Bailey is thinking, oh my, what if Swaggy comes back? Rachel was thinking there could be a battle back. Tyler is trying to explain to them, like, it doesn't really make sense that there's a battle back, but he's also trying to prevent, you know, himself to prevent, he doesn't want to out himself as a fan. So he's trying not to go too far, but he's trying to explain, like, it's probably just, something else, battle back doesn't make sense, because she could have used it on herself the first week, and who is she battling back if she uses it on herself? So they're all speculating. They don't know what's going to happen. Lots of chaos in the house. As I mentioned, Caitlin is crying to Fessy. Of course, you guys know the drill at this point. I can't believe you did this to me. She even had, like, she literally, like, she'll take the time to go into the voice, and the crying mode, and she'll be like, oh yes, oh, I'm so sad. And, why would you do this to me? I have feelings for you, blah, blah, blah. You guys know everything that she does. Rockstar was crying again. She will be crying throughout the day as well. She'll run over her typical, Brett sucks, Sam sucks, Caitlin sucks. They're all rich. I bet they all have $500,000 in their bank account, in their trust funds. She's very anti the 1%, probably. That's kind of feels like what she's about here. Very, very annoyed at these people that she thinks they all have just so much money. Sam and Brett are going to have a brief conversation. She's going to apologize to Brett about the, hey, I'm sorry. I wanted to use it last week, but I didn't. She's anticipating that he might be upset about the fact that she did not use the bonus life on Winston. And she's saying, I'm sorry I didn't do that. Brett is saying, don't worry about it. Totally cool. Totally fine. Nothing to worry about at all. So that happened. People were wondering how angry will Brett be. He was definitely annoyed when he found out last week, but he's fine to her face, which is of course the correct decision to make here. Mel wants to know, everyone know that Tyler and Bailey have the other two powers? No. Fessy knows that Bailey has the one of the powers, and nobody knows that Tyler has one of the powers. So that's good to know. let's see. So Tyler and JC have a brief conversation after the veto ceremony, and they are immediately going to disagree, as we kind of expected. JC has been trying to get Caitlin evicted all week long, to the point where he was like, don't use the veto, Fessy, because we know that Caitlin will be voted out over Haley. Please don't use the veto. And now that she is up on the block, he wants to make sure that Caitlin goes home. However, Tyler's like, let's just pause for a second. Caitlin is more easily influenced, you know? Caitlin, especially if she's probably going to come back anyway, why would we vote her out? It doesn't really make that much sense, JC. But they're not going to really have the opportunity to finish this conversation. So this is really the start of a potential, breakup here. JC and Tyler, they're going separate ways. JC is set. He is determined to make sure that Caitlin leaves this house, and Tyler is recognizing kind of the correct move here, which is that Caitlin is not likely to leave anyway, so it makes a lot of sense to try and keep her in the house. So this conversation is the start of that kind of war. So then we had JC talk to Haley, and they agree Caitlin needs to go. Haley is fully on board with evicting Caitlin. She's been done with Caitlin for a while. She feels good about Rockstar. So JC and Haley feel good about this. Haley is going to ask JC, "Were you the vote?" Because hey, Sam is telling us about her power now. That means she did not use a power to flip votes, which means Caitlin's theory is wrong, which means there were two people that flipped their vote. And JC is like, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Maybe it was Caitlin and Tyler. Who knows? But it wasn't me. And you know, they kind of speculate, okay, maybe Brett had a power. Maybe he used the power. But for the most part, they're kind of like, I don't know. I don't think a power was used. I really don't. Really doesn't seem like that was happening. So that the hunt for the Hinkie votes is kind of back on. But at this point, they don't care that much because they're just not exactly sure what happened or who the votes were or anything like that. So, you know, that it's back on. The Caitlin's theory was disproven. Now Caitlin is going to be saying, I think that Brett had a power, and like Caitlin is fully on board with that theory, but most people aren't. But at the same time, again, they're not really pushing very hard to find out, because what are you gonna do? So Tyler and Fessy are going to have a brief conversation in the storage room, and Tyler tells Fessy, look, I can't vote against Caitlin. Like, I just can't do that. Fessy says the same thing, but he kind of makes it clear that he wants Caitlin to go. He said look, if Caitlin leaves, you know, maybe we could, like, what would it look like if Caitlin left? What would that look like? You know, where would we go from there? And Tyler is like, I don't know. Like, what are you thinking? And Fessy, this is like Fessy just like attempting to like play the game a little bit, which is very rare. And he's very like hesitant to do it. He's like, well, you know, I was thinking, you know, there's a maybe what we could do. And Tyler's just like, what are you trying to tell me, dude? he's like, okay. What if you, me, and Scotty like did a thing where we worked together to get to like a, like, so it was just us, like sort of like a final three. It's okay. I Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Is Fessy trying to pitch a final three to Tyler with Scotty because he's still concerned about the Women's Alliance? Tyler feeds into that fire, saying, you know, even if it's not a solidified thing, there's definitely some kind of thing in the air that's like, oh, well, you know, we'll keep the women safe over the men. And so Fessy is trying to think like, okay, once Caitlyn is out of the way, Tyler has no loyalties to anyone. He's a free agent now, and we can, you know, we can come together and, we can work with the other guys, and I can like work with Tyler. It'll be great. And so that's kind of what Fessy is thinking at the moment. But again, like, these people are thinking they can get Caitlyn out of the house. I think there's a very, very small chance, that Caitlyn actually leaves the house, considering that she is going to, you know, have this puzzle to come back. And like I said, I think it's going to be one of those like monkey puzzles where it's just like, oh, look, you know, like someone sent me a screenshot on Twitter of the leak earlier. And it looks like some kind of body with like a head cut out, you know, like how you take like a picture, with like your head in a thing to make yourself look like a cowboy or like a, you know, I don't know, alien. So I don't know. Like, maybe it's literally just like, take a picture of yourself as a robot. I don't know. It's just wild speculation on my part. So Tyler and Fessy have that conversation. Tyler and Caitlyn have a conversation to, and talk about, you know, the votes that she needs. She's trying he's trying to tell her like, don't worry. I think we might be good. You have 5 votes locked in. We just need one more. I think we can maybe get JC. Here's what you need to do. You need to tell JC that you are targeting Fessy because JC is pissed at Fessy. And that is the case. JC was quite pissed at Fessy. He told Haley in his conversation with her earlier that, he's not even ready to talk to him yet. He's very pissed off because he almost went up on the block because of what Fessy did. And Fessy didn't even tell him ahead of time that he was going to use the veto. So, Tyler is telling Caitlyn she needs to tell JC that she's going after Fessy. That's going to kind of be the line now in order to try and keep Caitlyn in the game, is, well, she's going after Fessy now because she's so pissed. And so she takes that and she's going to run with that. Stacked wants to know, do you think if Rockstar fails the challenge, they will have a battle back from the next few evictions before jury so they can have multiple double evictions? That's actually an interesting question, because Tyler has actually said one of the reasons he wants Rockstar to be voted out is because he thinks that Rockstar is less likely to complete the competition to come back into the house. And if Rockstar fails to come back into the house, that means he thinks that there is going to be more of a chance that there's going to be a buyback later on. And that obviously would benefit Tyler, especially if it was some kind of battle back. Tyler is very good at competitions. He would be one of the more likely people to come back in a buyback later on. So do I think that it would happen? You know, it's hard to say. You know, they certainly have a particular schedule, and I don't think that they don't want to change that schedule. Obviously, though, for a battle back, they'd have to change the schedule. It seems like something they'd have to change it regardless, which just really just makes me think like they're not going to fail the thing. They're not going to fail the competition, right? Like, it's just not going to happen. It's going to be way too easy. Because if the person stays, if the person fails and they don't actually leave, then it would take a lot. Like, it would mean that they had to either introduce a battle back, which is usually an extra episode on an extra day. And it's not like they're just going to add that in. And then if they don't do a battle back, then they'd need to introduce like a different kind of twist, which I guess they could do, where it's just like somebody randomly stays. But But then, I don't know, it kind of undermines the twist to begin with, right? Because what's the point of the bonus life if the bonus life fails and then somebody else gets the bonus life later on, but it wasn't a power app and it wasn't voted on? So I don't know. I mean, look, it doesn't surprise, it wouldn't surprise me if they undermine their own twist in that way. But I really just feel like nobody's going to fail this. Like, they're going to come back into the house. It's going to be the kind of thing where they're like, oh, it's possible. You know, it's possible that they could do this. But hey, I don't think they're going to fail. I really don't. I really don't think this week matters in that regard. But anyway, moving on. We had JC and Fessy. As I mentioned, JC was very pissed off at Fessy, he decided to bring him up to the HOH room while Sam was in the diary room and have a conversation with him where he was like, look, I'm upset. I'm upset at what happened. I'm not upset that you used the veto. That's fine. JC is upset that Fessy used the veto, but he's saying, I'm not upset that you used the veto. What I'm upset about is that, you know, you didn't tell me ahead of time. You did not give me a heads up that you were going to use the veto. I was blindsided at the ceremony. I almost went up on the block, Fessy. And Fessy is like, well, look, I didn't know that you were an option to go up on the block. And JC's like, well, no, I didn't know I was an option to go up on the block either, but I was about to go on the block. And like that really upsets me. That really upsets me. I didn't even know. Like, I've been so honest with you. I've always up front with you, Fessy. I always tell you the truth. You're the person I've been the most honest with in this house, and that you didn't tell me, and Fessy's like, I didn't have a chance to tell you. I woke up in the morning, and then I went to the diary room, and then we just did the ceremony. I didn't have a chance to tell you, JC. And JC's like, no, but that's look. I would have expected for you to tell me, like, you to give me a heads up, like the relationship that we have. Fessy is like, but look, you were saying, like, it doesn't matter because the person wouldn't go home. And JC's like, well, I didn't want to be in the block. I don't want to be in the block. What if Caitlin had a power? What if something goes wrong? You never know. And Fessy's like, well, see, you never know. Now you know why I couldn't leave Haley up there. Like, that's why I can't leave my girl up there. You never know. And JC is like,
I get that. That's fine. You had to use the veto. That's fine. But you needed to give me a heads up. That's all I'm saying. But Fessy, like, who has been taking like crap from people all day long, from Caitlin and now from JC, like, everybody's mad at him. He just like refuses to apologize to JC in this moment. So JC just kind of eventually moves on. He says, look, oh, sorry. I also forgot. He tells Fessy many times. Look, you're not a brainer. You're not a brainer. There are people that are brainers, and you're no brainer. You're not a brainer. He plays with his emotions. He's not a brainer. There are some people in the house that are brainers, but it's not Fessy. And Tyler's not a brainer either. One of the reasons why Tyler's not a brainer is because Caitlin is playing him. JC tells Fessy, and this is important. JC tells Fessy, look, you can't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone, cause I will be outed if you tell anyone, because I'm the only person that Tyler has told. But Caitlin told Tyler that she has feelings for him, and you could see the light in Fessy's eyes. He went from, oh my God, to like, oh, really? Okay. Like, he became a person again. He finally has a reason to be mad at Caitlin after all the crap he's been taking from her. He finally has a recent reason to be like, hey, no, I know now that I should be picking Haley and not Caitlin. So Fessy's like, oh, really? Okay. And JC goes, That's not all either. He also said that she told him that you confessed that you had feelings for her and that she didn't want to make you feel bad or embarrass you about it. And Fessy is just like, no, no. You think I have feelings for her? Are you kidding me? Do you see the way we talk to each other? Are you serious? And JC's like, I don't think that, but that's what she told Tyler. And Fessy's like, no. Like, no way. Like, did she really? And JC is like, okay. Well, here's what we need to do. We need to get Tyler and you into a room so that you can both talk about that Caitlin is trying to play you both. And then we'll get everyone on, you know, we'll get Tyler on board to evict Caitlin. And, you know, Fessy's like, well, we have to be careful because we can't have Tyler running back to Caitlin, after you tell him. So, we can't do this now. We have to wait until later. So just okay. We'll wait until tomorrow. We'll do it Wednesday. And Fessy's like, yeah, like Wednesday night. And Jason says, no, like Wednesday afternoon. We want the drama to happen. So potentially, we might see that conversation happen on Wednesday. But I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess this gets out to Tyler before then and he shuts it down. I really wanted them to just do it right away. That would have been fantastic. But it didn't. But now Fessy knows about this, and the information is out there. It's starting to circulate. This could get back to Caitlin, and she could be pissed at Tyler. This could get back to Tyler, and he could be pissed at JC. And there's all kinds of different things that can happen with this. Very, very fun stuff. Everyone now knows that Caitlin is playing everyone. And They are convinced that she doesn't really have a boyfriend at home. They think for sure that she was making it up. They are convinced that the entire boyfriend thing was just a story, because there's no way somebody would come into this house with a boyfriend and do what she was doing. These people, you just gotta be like, have you met Caitlin? Let's see. So then Brett and Tyler have a conversation. They both agree that it's best to keep Caitlin around. She's more easily influenced. It would be great to get Rockstar out. They know that Rockstar is a set number against them. Rockstar would nominate two of them for sure. And Caitlin could potentially not nominate one of them. So they want Caitlin to stay. They also think, again, Rockstar is less likely to win her way back into the house than anyone else. So that's a good thing. Rob in the chat says, in a way, they are right. She does not have a boyfriend. Good point, Rob. But Haley in particular, she's like, that's psychotic. If she doesn't have a boyfriend, like, her stories are so detailed. Miss Price in the chat talking about the movie called Ingrid Goes West. Very good call with that. Oh yeah, that is totally Caitlin. You should, if you have seen the movie Ingrid Goes West, you should, that yes, absolutely. That is definitely Caitlin. So it's a movie about a person who not only pretends they have a boyfriend, but like stalks people. And it's very strange. Caitlin and JC have a conversation where she tells him that she hates Fessy now and she wants to go after him. They have a common interest now, because that she knows that he is annoyed with Fessy. So she is following through with Tyler's plan. Fessy is not then going to later tell JC is then going to later tell Fessy about this conversation, which of course only further solidifies Fessy's vote against her, but that was already solidified, I believe. Rachel, Casey, and Angela are also going to have a conversation with each other about how they also want to keep Caitlin, which is all five votes: Tyler, Brett, Rachel, Casey, and Angela are five votes to keep Caitlin for sure. The three women in the Level 6 Alliance want her to stay because they also feel she's more influenced. And especially If the Faute people vote against Caitlyn and she stays, then that's perfect. They are going to, that means that Caitlyn is going to drift over to their side even more. She's not going to trust the other side that voted her out. It's going to be perfect. Also, and I think this is the sticking point for Rachel, Rachel feels like if Rockstar stays in the house, if Caitlyn leaves and Rockstar stays, then Rockstar is still a target to Brett in particular. Brett and probably Tyler will still try to target Rockstar next week. And that's bad for Rachel because Rachel wants to keep as many women in the house as possible. Rachel, of all people, is the most, is the person who is most adamant about wanting to keep women in the house. She wants Brett and Tyler to target Fessy and Scotty. She does not want that final three of Fessy, Scotty and Tyler to happen. She wants the guys out of the house, in particular Scotty, but she wants to make sure that the men in the alliance are going to target the other men who are not in the alliance. She doesn't want them wasting their time with Rockstar. And if, so if Caitlyn leaves, then they'll still be focused on Rockstar. And then another woman will leave and those two men will still be in the house. And so that is, I think, the main point for why Rachel is very adamant about the fact that she wants Rockstar to go this week. Her, Casey, and Angela all agree that that they want Caitlyn to stay. Casey thinks that they can. They recognize we have five. We have five people. We have five votes. We need one more because Sam is going to break the tie probably to evict Caitlyn, and that's no good. JC is against us, so it doesn't seem like he's going to vote with us. Who can we get? Casey thinks that they can get Bailey because they've been having good conversations with Bailey lately. They really feel like they can get her on board. So Casey suggests Bailey. They go and they talk to Bailey, and Bailey tells them, I'm with you guys. I will vote. I will vote how you guys want me to vote. I'm good with you guys. And so they're like, awesome. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to vote to evict Rockstar. And Bailey immediately goes, okay. I mean, I think that's a mistake, but okay. Like, I think Bailey was expecting them to vote to evict Caitlyn. And she was like, oh, okay. I mean, I think that's going to, you know, bite you in the ass, but I'll do that. Bailey tells them that she will vote with them. But then for the rest of the day, she is going to be campaigning hard for Rockstar to stay. So she is lying to them right now, I believe, especially like the way that she is saying she's going to vote with them. Like, I think that's a mistake, but I'll do it. I think that she's hoping that she can convince them that they either don't have the numbers or that it's a bad idea in the first place, because she definitely wants to evict Caitlyn. She definitely wants Rockstar in the house. But there is a part of her that wants to make inroads with these people because she doesn't want to be stuck with this, you know, terrible Faute alliance. Like these people are ridiculous. They're terrible at the game and she doesn't want to be stuck with them. She wants to be able to make inroads with her relationships, with that other side of the house. So this could be a situation similar to last week when people were like, you know, Tyler is going to expose himself by voting to keep Brett over Winston. This is a very similar situation where it's like Bailey could be exposing herself where she is beginning to be able to play both sides. She could be exposing herself by voting to keep Rockstar. Do I think it's that big of a deal? Not necessarily, but I don't know. You know, it depends on how she plays it. If she continues to lie to them about her vote and then it comes out that he or that she voted the other way, that could be bad. She could also play. She could also try to attempt to do what Tyler did and just do the hinky vote and then try to hide. But I don't think that'll work with the level six side. I think they're all pretty confident in each other and they would immediately know who flipped. So, not sure what the right move here is for Bailey, especially on a vote that ultimately doesn't matter. I'm not sure what the right move for her is. I think that she still needs to sort of feel it out, and I think that's what she's doing right now. So it'll be interesting to see where Bailey goes from here. Then we had Angela and Rachel talking just together. They talk a lot about they do a lot of good work. Angela and Rachel, they're a really good pair, actually. They're constantly trash talking each other to other people, and it's a purely planned thing. They want people to think that they're not as close as they actually are, and they don't even hang out with each other a ton because of the fact that they are trying to hide their relationship just a little bit. And to the point where they're even talking about, like, let's at some point stage a fight over Brett. Like, we're fighting over Brett with some kind of love triangle. It's exactly what JC has been talking about for a long time. So it's already, like, the seeds are already there. I really like this. Rachel and Angela have been going under the radar for both the house and the audience for quite a while. But I think people really, really underestimate the efficacy of an alliance, a relationship that is somewhat hidden. Not only do people not see them as a threat, but they don't see them as a tight pair. They see them as separate entities. JC thinks that he can sway Angela, whereas Rachel is totally off in the woods. Other people think that they can sway Rachel, whereas Angela is totally off in the woods. They really don't see them as a duo, and they are. And that's very, very valuable in this game, especially if they're able to keep it moving. Watch out for these two. I know we've been saying that about Rachel for a while, just seeing how close they are and how orchestrated their this whole like keeping their duo a secret thing is, I do think you have to be on the lookout for them moving forward. So then we had JC and Tyler. And this is the main conversation that they have in the day, where they're going to argue about who should stay. Tyler is telling JC, we need to keep Caitlin. He's giving him all the reasons. Like, it's better for us to have Caitlin in this house. We should get Rockstar out, so on and so forth. All the reasons that I've talked about. And JC is just like, that's stupid. That's stupid. Why are you letting Caitlin play you like this? Why are you Caitlin's puppy dog? And for a long time, I've been thinking, JC does such a great job covering for Tyler. JC is constantly telling people that Tyler is stupid, that he does whatever Caitlin tells him to do, that he doesn't know what he's doing in this game. And I finally realized yesterday, like, it's finally confirmed to me, JC actually believes all of that. JC never thought that Tyler was smart, despite having the conversations with Tyler where Tyler was telling him, like, this is how we're running the game. JC legitimately thinks Tyler's dumb and that he is he falls for what Caitlin is doing. And that's why JC wants Caitlin out. He wants Caitlin out because he thinks that Tyler is under her spell and that he can't work with Tyler as long as he's under Caitlin's spell. And so he needs to get Caitlin out in order to work with Tyler, which is just the silliest thing ever. Like, Tyler's work to make himself look like he's not a threat has worked so well that one of his closest allies is now doing something against his own interests because he believes it so much. So it's just like, It's out of control. So JC is like, dude, Caitlin is playing you. She's telling you that she has feelings for you, but she's also telling Fessy that she has feelings for him. Like, you have to hear this. And Tyler eventually gets to the point where he's like, dude, stop. Like, listen, let me tell you, I'm five steps ahead of Caitlin. She does what I say, jump, and she does it. Like, you do not have to worry about me being under her spell. Like, seriously, like, everything is under control. Do not worry. I do want her out. But like, you do not have to worry about this. And JC does not believe him. He's like, you're so snowed, Tyler. You're so convinced by this. I just, like, he comes away from this conversation thinking, Tyler's so stupid. He thinks he controls Caitlin. He's so stupid. It's ridiculous. JC says, my gut is telling me I need to get Caitlin out of the house, and he's not going to waver from that. So, there you go. This conversation is not resolved. JC still wants Caitlin out. He still thinks Tyler's dumb, and Tyler's not able to convince him otherwise. Tyler's just, he's just not a brainer. He's just not a brainer. So that happens. And this looks like it could be the split of Tyler and JC, who have been working very well together for quite a while. You know, this could get ugly. This could get ugly because level six is very used to controlling the votes on these tight votes. And JC has been a big part of helping them do that for quite a while. And now that JC is against them, could go the other way, and that would not be pleasant for level six's egos. I think ultimately it doesn't matter, because again, I think that regardless of what happens, the person will be coming back into the house, and as long as the level six people vote to keep Caitlin, she will retain their loyalty, or they will retain her loyalty, and she will be going after the people that voted her out for the most part. And so if it doesn't matter if the vote is 6-4 or 5-5 or whatever it is, it doesn't matter who leaves, because both people are going to stay and the votes are still going to come out the way that they come out. So I don't think that any of this matters, but I think the fact that JC is actively working against the level six alliance right now could really hurt him in this game long term, because they're not going to trust him moving forward. I talked about how I felt like JC was in a good position to move in and help kind of split up the level six alliance once that happened. But with him moving against them prematurely on a week that doesn't even matter, it could really spell disaster for him as they decide to maybe pick up other people who are more amiable, people like maybe Bailey, who might flip over. She could really easily take that spot from JC, and that would not be good for his game. It would definitely not. But we'll have to see. So then we had JC go to Angela. He campaigns to her. He says, Rachel, she's the worst, which again, like, JC is going to Angela and talking about how much he hates Rachel and how Rachel is trying to campaign to get Caitlin to stay, which is so dumb, and that Angela needs to flip from Rachel and do the other thing. And he feels comfortable doing this because despite the fact that these two are like best friend, like actual best friends, not like fessy best friends. It's ridiculous. And JC thinks that he can actually get Angela here, but he can't. In the same way that other people think they can get Bailey, and I don't think they can. So JC also goes to Bailey. They agree that they want to keep Rockstar in the house. He says that Rachel is running around trying to keep Caitlin, and Tyler is just under her spell. There's so much. Tyler thinks that Caitlin has feelings for him. He ends up telling Bailey about this, that Tyler was told that Caitlin has feelings for him. He says for Bailey not to tell anyone. This information is going to get out. It's going to get out very quickly. I think this is going to be the next big drama filled thing, is at some point Tyler and or Caitlin are going to find out that the information is out there. Caitlin told Tyler she has feelings for him, and Caitlin's not going to be pleased. I don't think Tyler's going to be pleased either. So that will be unfortunate for them, fortunate for us, because it'll be very fun. Bob wanted to know, does level six saving Caitlin confirm Faute's thoughts that Tyler and Caitlin were the swing votes? Maybe a little bit, but at the same time, I don't really think so. I don't think it really matters to them. I think that they don't care about what the truth is. It'll really just be like, whatever makes sense to them in the moment for their current agenda. The swing votes from the Brett and Winston week no longer matter as a driving force in decision making, if that makes sense. Nobody's going to find out the truth about those votes and go, oh my God, I need to make a decision based on that truth. Instead, they're going to have more recent circumstances, more recent decisions that drive their actions, and they're going to go back and use whatever truth or whatever perception that they have from that Winston and Brett vote as justification for their current motivations. I think the time has passed for people to actually care a whole lot about what happened during that vote, especially given how much insanity went on around it. The one person that I think could really like be upset is Caitlin if she finds out that Tyler was lying to her. Other than that, I think even if like Fessy found out that JC lied, I don't think he cares at this point. You know, he might be less trusting of him in the future, but I think that he'd still work with JC. JC is still somebody that, you know, he'd need to work with. Fessy is very used to the idea of working with people he thinks that may have flipped on him. He still thinks that Haley potentially flipped on him. So I don't think that matters a whole lot. JC then has a conversation with Sam where she apologizes for what happened at the veto ceremony and claims again, and this is why I said this is all alleged. She claims that she was never actually going to nominate him, that it was all big production. And you know, it was always going to be rock star. I don't know if we're supposed to believe this. You know, Sam, is supposed to be a straight shooter, she's supposed to be honest, she's supposed to not tell lies. But we've got a situation where she either lied during the ceremony or she's lying after the ceremony. And honestly, I'm more prone to believe that she's lying after the ceremony. I actually do think that there's a decent chance that she was swayed during the ceremony. It's hard to know without having seen the ceremony. It's hard to know without having seen some diary rooms before the ceremony. But my guess is that she actually was going to nominate JC. He actually did convince her otherwise. And now she's just trying to cover herself because she feels guilty about it. And another way that she feels guilty about it is that when JC tells her this might end up as a tie vote, 5-5, what would you do if that was the case? She says, you know what, JC? Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Because to make up for scaring you during the nomination, during the veto ceremony, I will do whatever you want me to do if it's a tie vote. And JC goes, yes. And he tells her he wants Caitlin out. So JC doing some campaigning, trying to lock in the 5-5 vote with Sam breaking the tie to evict Caitlin. And that looks like how the vote will play out at this point. If I had to tell you a vote count right now, I would tell you the vote is 5-5. Tyler, Casey, Brett, Angela, Rachel, as the five to keep, Caitlin, and then JC, Fessy, Haley, Scotty, and the other person as the votes to evict Caitlin. And then Sam would in fact break the tie and send Caitlin home. And I do see Bailey as the most likely swing vote, as the most likely flip vote, because I do think that she is the one that benefits the most from flipping over on the vote. So it will be interesting either way, because Fessy and Haley are in fact both going to be voting to evict Caitlin, and she is once again going to be incredibly upset by this. You know, one of the main points that she's been talking about with Fessy in all of her crying sessions is, are you even gonna vote to keep me? And Fessy's like, yeah, of course I'm gonna vote to keep you. And like, I don't know why Fessy thinks that lying to Caitlin about voting to keep her in the week where he knows that she has a chance to come back, even if he does manage to get her out of the house. This is going to be fantastic. Caitlin is going to come back into that house with a fury of 1,000 storms. Bailey talks to Scotty and they talk about the vote. They agree. They both want Caitlyn to go. Scotty is on board to evict evict Caitlyn. And so those votes should be there. Scotty is one of them. It's all there. Scotty also admits, finally comes out and tells Bailey, look, I was the person, I was the vote that evicted Swaggy. I was the person that flipped. I did it because I wanted to try and get trending. But that didn't happen. And so, I'm sorry. And again, another reason why Bailey might want to flip her vote to evict Rockstar is that she really does feel like there's a chance there's an actual battle back and that Swaggy might be coming back into the house. And for as much as she's talking about like that might not be great for my game, I think wants it to happen. And so Bailey is telling him like, look, if Swaggy comes back into the house, I think you should tell him. You should tell him immediately. You should admit to it. Like, I wish you had admitted this to me a lot earlier. Cutie Pie wants to know, was Scotty admitting this a good idea? Yes. He should have admitted it right away. Because Bailey has known that it was Scotty for a very long time. And I think that, him finally telling her is like, okay, thank you, finally. But this always would have been a barrier in their relationship if he hadn't told her. So I do think that it was the correct decision to tell her now. So anyway, what I'm saying about Swaggy is that I think that there might be a part of Bailey that thinks, Rockstar. And other people have mentioned this too. Rockstar is probably going to be a lot easier to beat in a battle back. If there's a battle back and it's Swaggy versus Rockstar, count Swaggy in. If it's Swaggy versus Caitlyn, he's going to have a harder time. I think that is part of what's going on in Bailey's mind right now. Even though the vote seems like it should be obvious that she would want to keep Rockstar, there are a lot of other factors telling her maybe she should switch her vote. I don't know if it's going to happen right now. I don't think it will happen, but I do think that she is thinking about it, which, who knows? So who knows? Again, if I had to guess, I think the vote is going to be 5-5. I think Caitlyn is going to be evicted. But I do think Bailey is the weakest link in the chain there. So then we had JC again pitching to Angela and Rachel. He's trying to tell them that we need to get rid of Caitlyn, and they are pitching him back. They're saying, no, we need to keep Caitlyn. That is the move here. That is the move this week. It gets to the point where JC is like, okay, well, maybe we should just vote whichever way we want to vote. He says this knowing that if they do that, that it'll end up in a tie and that Sam will evict Caitlyn. And they say, no, we want this to be unanimous. We want to stick together on this. You're not going to just go rogue on us, right, JC? And he says, no, I'm not locked in. I'll consider what you guys want. But he is locked in. This is in fact locked in, because he will immediately go to some other people and try to lock in those five votes. So that happens. Casey and Bailey will have another conversation. They talk more about the vote. Casey is trying to convince Bailey to flip over. Bailey tells her, I want to be on the right side of the votes here. I'm sick of being on the wrong side of the votes. I want to be on the right side for once. Speaking of which, one of Rockstar's things throughout the day is that she had a lot of jokes, and I'll say jokes in quotes. One of her jokes that she told like everybody in the house like five times was she goes, okay, well, here's one of the jokes I've been telling everyone. So isn't it funny that like I'm actually kind of relieved that I don't have to vote this week, right? Because like I've been on the wrong side of the vote so many times, so I'm actually kind of like, because I'm on the block, isn't that a funny joke, guys? And then everyone laughs, and by that I mean no, they don't. Casey is telling Bailey, we should do this. We should vote Caitlyn to stay. Bailey is saying, Okay, yes, but like, what about Tyler? Like, I'm concerned about Tyler, especially if Caitlin is still in the house. And Casey's like, don't worry about Tyler. He's sick of Caitlin. Like, he's totally sick of her. And Bailey is just like, yeah, but you know, is he gonna tell her that? Like, I feel like there's still gonna be a package. Casey is trying to do work for Tyler and for the idea to keep Caitlin in the game. Bailey does tell Casey about the thing. She says, look, you know, I was told that Caitlin told Tyler she has feelings for him. So this information is getting out there. It's happening. It's gonna get back to Tyler at some point, especially now that Casey knows. They did have a conversation after this and she didn't tell him, but I think it will come out eventually. So they had that conversation. Caitlin talks to Fessy again, you know, she's been doing this all day long, for days. She goes, I feel like her relationship is tainted at this point. And I just like, you haven't even apologized. I just need an apology from you, Fessy. It's like, you didn't use the veto. And now it's like, you know, like you keep like rationalizing the decision. And you're saying that you did this because of Swaggy. And it's just like, I did the Swaggy thing for a reason, Fessy. And like, it's like little girls are looking up to me and I'm not trying to repeat myself. I'm just, she's repeating herself. You know, little girls are looking up to me for that decision and I stood up for myself and I just need you to apologize. And like, I don't know where this relationship goes from here if you're not apologizing. I just don't know what to do with us, Fessy. And Fessy's just like, what, like, you did that. I don't, like, why did you do that to Swaggy? And not only that, but now Fessy has this information that JC told him about her telling Tyler that she has feelings for him. So now Fessy, he's got a little more backbone and he's going to be like, I just feel like there's something you're hiding from me, Caitlin. I feel like there's something you're not telling me. And she's, no, what are you talking about? I tell you everything. Like, what? Seriously though, like, what is this? Is there something that I should be telling you? Like, what's going on? Fessy is, he's not really having it. And so she's like, oh, wait, are you going to even vote for me? And Fessy's like, I just like need to think about things. Are you not going to really not going to vote for me, Fessy? You're my best friend. And he's like, no, of course I'm going to vote for you. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. Okay. She's just like, what is going on, Fessy? Why are you apologizing? And then she eventually just walks up and leaves the room. She can't take it. The relationship is tainted. So yeah, then that happened. Then we had JC talking to Haley and Fessy. He says, all we need is 5 votes. We just need 5 votes and we're good. Sam is going to evict Caitlin. And they are both on board. We want Caitlin gone. So JC really trying to put the work in to make sure that Caitlin leaves. Rockstar is also going to campaign a little bit. She is going to go to Brett and, you know, she's going to sort of continue on that apology sort of tour. She's going to talk to him about, like, she thinks he's playing a good game and, you know, they're really great for being there and, you know, there are so many people in casting and aren't they just like wonderful? And this is a very weird conversation, to be honest. I don't think it's really going to do much for her, but she's talking to Brett, you know, she's her best friend. Yeah. It's happening. She also tried to talk to Sam, and Sam just kind of shut her down. Like, what would happen if it was a tie? And Sam was like, I haven't thought about it yet. I haven't thought about it. Like, okay, well, so like maybe think about it now. Like, no, we'll see when it comes. Sam is very, very good at shutting people down. So Rockstar was not feeling great about that. She tried to talk to Brett. She kept talking about her daughter and how she's a fan of the game and like I want to be on the jury and cast my vote, and you know, it was my daughter's birthday, and that's not like that means I need to be on the jury. And so like I gave natural childbirth. I'm just reading I'm reading from the Joker's updates here. There's a lot of gems from this one. You know, I just want to go to the jury. I'm really excited to talk to you here. You know, I've got this, like lots of skills from working at a nightclub and, you know, getting regulars to come in and that, and you know, that was really going to help me. I'm a strategist. I'm like a counselor. I'm not a floater. You know, I'm like a wise advisor of the game. And I'm kind of like a free agent right now. And she's telling all this to Brett, and it's very, yeah. Annie says, she does not know how to talk to people like Brett. She apparently knows him. You know, doesn't know how to talk to him, I don't think. So that was basically the day. Let me know if you guys have any questions about what happened yesterday or, you know, speculative stuff for the future. And then we'll start to wrap this up. It was a very painful conversation, to sit through, I'm sure. You know, Brett does have a lot of patience, just like Tyler. Bob wants to know, did I really make a deal with Eric to hijack RJP from Rob? Well, you know, keep it on the DL, dude. MK wants to know, are you trying to catch Arlie and his beard? No, look at this. This is not even close. Not even close to Arlie. Arlie is the king of the beards. Do I think Julie will interview the evictee before the competition? I'm gonna guess no. That would be my guess. My guess is they just go straight up to the competition, which is potentially upstairs. And they probably don't even leave the house. Who do I anticipate for next week in terms of HOH? Please let it be Caitlin. Please let them vote Caitlin out, come back in, win HOH. I think that'd be fantastic. Who can convince Bailey to flip more, Casey or Tyler? Casey, 100%. Bailey is concerned about Tyler. She will not let Tyler convince her, especially because she also thinks that Tyler is under Caitlin's control. Yes, I have forgotten to mention, Caitlin is also constantly throwing out this, I threw the competition to you, Fessy. I could have won. I could have saved myself, Fessy. I could have done that. I could have done that. So yeah, that's happening a lot. Do I think level 6 should still evict Caitlin if they figure out they don't have the votes? Do you mean still save Caitlin? I think they should vote to keep Caitlin no matter what. Because I think she'll be in the house next week no matter what. And if they vote to keep her, then that means she's on their side. And so, like, it's from their perspective, like, there's Rockstar, who is always going to be against you no matter what. She's also a bad competitor. Then there's Caitlin, who can kind of be with you, maybe, probably, especially if the other people vote her out, and is a better competitor. So if they're both going to be in the house next week, no matter what, you might as well stick with the person who's the better competitor and who might be on your side. It really doesn't make sense to do anything else. Let's see. Question, how long do you think JC will last now that he's on the outs with Tyler and Fessy? It could be dangerous for JC. You know, Fessy really wasn't happy with JC either, especially, you know, JC is starting to think that, Fessy is starting to think that JC maybe was that vote, that flip vote last week. And so he isn't really trusting JC as much. He obviously will still work with him if he needs to, but he's kind of annoyed, that JC is annoyed, about the veto thing. Yeah, you bet the front door is locked when the evictee comes. Yeah, it's possible. Is Scotty still targeting Tyler? That's a good question. I don't really know who Scotty's targeting, but I don't think he's targeting Tyler. He still thinks Tyler has a final two with Sam. He's definitely still upset about the Sam thing and about the Tyler and Sam thing, but, and it's, so it's possible he could try to target Tyler. It is possible. If Tyler finds out Caitlin's leaving, will he want the vote to come to a tie? I do think so. I think Tyler will want everyone to vote for Caitlin to stay, regardless of the outcome. Let's see. Do I think changing the nominations is allowed? Yeah, sure. I'm sure they love it. What is happening with Scotty? You feel like he's invisible this week. That's intentional. He's been trying to stay on the down low. He's been trying to stay off people's radars after his big HOH week, and he's been doing it well. I mean, he got lucky with what happened, but he's been doing it well. Has anyone caught on to the Casey and Tyler duo? No, not at all. They are all very similar to Rachel and Angela. In fact, even better than Rachel and Angela. They're very, very hidden. Let's see. If Sam were a rational player, what would be the best for her? It's, you know, I talked about this on Twitch. It's hard for me to like analyze what's the best move for a player that doesn't think about what's the best move for me. Like thinking about like what's the best move for Sam, I could tell you what the best move for Sam is in this moment, but it would, with that would come like an entirely different Sam, right? Like if she did the best move for her right now, she would have to continue to do the best moves for her in the future, which she's not going to do. She's going to continue to make these really weird, emotional, judgy decisions. So like, I have to sort of put myself in her position and go like, you know, given that Sam's best chance to win is to be dragged to the end and be sitting against a person who people are mad at, like, what is the move that is most likely to get her there? And that would be to probably just do whatever, like, I don't know, Tyler or JC want, like one of the two, and then hope that to be sitting next to like Tyler that people are pissed off at, or a JC that people are pissed off at. It's like, who are people most likely to be pissed off at? I don't know. So it's hard for me to say what Sam's best move is, because she's so far removed from any kind of rational line of thinking. You know, best move requires a rational line of thinking. Let's see. Will Sam be out next week? I don't think so. Not particularly likely. If Caitlin wins the HOH, it's possible. She would definitely want Sam up on the block, but I don't know if people would bother to get rid of her. Do I think JC will come around on this vote like he did the Brett vote? It is possible, but I think he's really set. I think he really is set. I think that if every level six member comes up to him and they sit him down in a room and they go, JC, we need you. You've been loyal, like, Let's make a six person alliance, JC. Let's call it level six. And JC, you will be a member of it. They might be able to win JC over that way. Let's see. Do I want Caitlin to stay in the house? Of course. We need her in that house. Has anyone caught on to the fact that Tyler's the second power app? No. Totally hidden. How am I feeling about Haley's chances to win? She's, you know, she's kind of taken some hits, but you know, I think she's still well liked. She's still in a decent spot. Nobody's really coming for her anytime soon. So, you know, I think that it's not as promising anymore as she was in the first couple of weeks, but she's still all right. Let's see, what time do I usually do my Twitch streams? We do one every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, with Social Strategy Sundays. We play some fun games. And then really, like, check in after any, you know, veto ceremonies or nomination ceremonies or HOH competitions. Anytime after, like, a crazy thing happens, or if really this is just drama happening, just check in, see if I hop on. Because, you know, it's fun. It's fun to hop on with the drama happening and talk with the chat about what's happening in real time. Sam or Caitlin, who wins in that final two? I think Sam would. So yeah, probably get Sam. Sam's best move is try to probably work with Caitlin as much as possible. Get to the final two with her. Rob wants to know, is it better to take a hit or get a hit? I think the answer is obviously get a hit, because you know, Caitlin lives a very fulfilling life, and she gets to see things that that happen ahead of time. It's pretty valuable. Who is America's favorite player right now? I think it's Sam, but I think that might be changing depending on what happens. So, never know. All right. I think that's all we got. Best way to send questions to the LFC Roundtable. Good question. I will tweet something out. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Terran. I will tweet a link to the show later on tonight out, and I will tell you to respond to that tweet with questions. If you get them in as early as possible, the first people in usually get the most amount of questions into the show. Once the show starts, it's harder for me to grab onto those questions. So if you get them in before the show starts, that will be good. And then I will also, after this update ends, I will tweet out the link to the Google form where you will rate each player based on their gameplay this week. And that will be talked about and incorporated into the Stockwatch tonight during the roundtable. Very exciting stuff there. So make sure you check that out. You vote again at Armstrong Terran on Twitter. That will be where all of this stuff is found. And like I said, 8:30 p.m. tonight Eastern for the LFC Roundtable. And then tomorrow we'll have an episode recap. And there will be another update at 10 a.m. Eastern. And yeah, it'll be a good episode tomorrow night. That veto ceremony was apparently pretty crazy. And we'll also see all the Fessy drama with Caitlin. So I am anticipating a very good Wednesday night episode. Make sure you don't miss it. And that's all I've got for you. So thank you for joining me on this solo Tuesday. I will see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.